What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I want to play you this shit because I'm in disbelief. I'll be dead honest with you. I was not expecting this. But I kind of saw this coming from a mile of fucking way. Because when I heard that the Little Mermaid was going to be a black girl, I was like, oh, here we go. You just gotta fucking piss off an entire fucking demographic. And check this out, dude. Listen to what this guy has to say.
Was about a black girl living in the water, thirsting for a white man on the land. The whole movie was about her chasing down and thirsting after the Caucasian. That was the whole movie. The whole damn film. How could you take your daughter to see that? Black fathers, how could you take your daughter to see that?
But see, here's the thing. David Carroll's already talked about this shit. He's already talked about the hashtag divest. But see, here's the fucking thing is that women aren't fucking men. Do you want to know why we're being talked about and not being made mention the way Hammerhand says it? Do you want to know why people like Andrew Tate are getting the light? It's because they want to pick on people like Andrew Tate so that they can discredit us. So that they can say that the MGTOW community is nothing more than just a bunch of fucking abusive men that don't get their way in court. That's all that is. So they want to fucking use and isolate people like Andrew Tate to represent our community that has been voicing our complaint about the society that we're in to be able to discredit us, right? Now, that's what fucking mainstream media does. That's what women do. They like to pick our heroes for us. Now, what women do is they will tell stories about this shit, about their fucking struggles. They'll indirectly talk about it. They'll inject that shit into the fucking culture. And I fucking see this shit time and time and time again. But to this guy's surprise, I mean, to me it was no surprise. I knew that by creating a black character, there was going to be a fucking whirlwind of bad shit happening. First off, you're pissing off an entire demographic that wants you to stick to the original. Secondly, by creating a black character, you're fucking creating a whole racial divide because there's a lot of implications there. There's a lot to be, like when Eddie Murphy, remember Mulan? When Eddie Murphy was the dragon, dude, there was so much fucking hate. Of course, as a kid, I didn't fucking care. I didn't even want to go watch that gay ass movie because it was about a chick. Turned out it was probably one of the best fucking one of the better Disney films before Disney turned to shit. I'm not sure if Atlantis. I think Atlantis was like almost as good. And Titan AE, I think, was made by DreamWorks. But then that was like the end of like the good cartoons. Then it just started to turn to shit. But I knew that creating a fucking black character was gonna create all this fucking problem. because there's two different cultures that don't fucking agree, and what you're doing is you're injecting. It wasn't even to bring us together. It was just you're taking a character, right? Like this one stupid bitch said, that these Anglo-European white folk, you know, idolize and cherish, and then you're race swapping her to try and appease another demographic of people, of people who never even gave a fuck about that character because it was a white girl. And what did they do? They didn't swap anybody else out. They didn't even create a fucking whole nother different, like, they didn't even create a different fucking movie, a different story. It's literally the same story with the black girl. A black girl who looks fucking white, apparently. Go figure. Like, they couldn't even do that right.
Black mothers, how could you take your daughter to see that? The whole film was nothing but an interracial thirst fest.
Interracial thirst fest. Well, what did you expect, dude? You think that anybody was actually going to fucking pay attention to the details on that? Or look into it? They were just happy to see a fucking, a black character represent them for once. And you had to turn it into something deeper than that. Or we could go your direction, dude. We could say that it was a subliminal fucking message of thirst chasing. Are you fucking surprised? Are you fucking surprised that there's a disconnect there, sir? To the very people that try so hard to fucking pander to your people? That they fucking oversaw that blatant fucking disrespect? Are you fucking surprised? Why weren't you at the protest when people were trying to protest this shit? Why weren't you siding with fucking Whitey there on that one, fucker? Why didn't you send in those letters? Why didn't you fucking boycott the movie? Why did you fucking allow your people to fucking go watch this shit? Hell, dude, everybody was fucking against this movie. Where the fuck were you?
That was the whole film, brothers and sisters. The whole film. She left the Water Kingdom. The Little Mermaid abandoned the Water Kingdom so she could sleep with white flesh. She left.
You know, what did I tell you? What I fucking tell you, fucking hypergamy does not exist. For those of you who keep saying that hypergamy is a thing, it doesn't fucking exist. It's even in the movies now. You guys keep fucking bringing up these graphs and keep talking about, even Pop does this, like he fell for the bait. That fucking chicks date across and up, across and up. And they don't, dude. Because at the fucking risk of the excitement of disobedience and at the risk of the excitement of their own pursuit of that adrenaline, that dopamine that is fucking dead inside, they will literally date the fucking scum of the earth. What was it, David Carroll? He wrote this, he fucking said that this one black chick went to a fucking homeless shelter, picked up the crackhead who had a fucking SS Nazi fucking swastika, like going to pick up a puppy. He had this fucking big ass SS swastika on his neck. This guy was fucking just on drugs and all fucked up. And she picked him up from a homeless shelter just so that she could fucking sleep with him. To be able to create a fucking a half-breed kid. I'm not making this up. He told the story. I didn't. And I was in disbelief. I thought he was full of shit until I did my research. And I was like, holy fuck. He fucking killed her. It was a real fucking story. So I'm not the one making this shit up. I'm not the one who fucking David Carroll went off. He went off on her. I thought it was a little excessive, but I mean, it just, it fucking blows my mind away when I see shit like that. Because women will do the stupidest fucking things on planet Earth that literally go against everything we teach them, everything we talk about, everything that's like common sense to us. Doesn't matter. Like, dude, I'm telling you, I dress up. When I go out to go do my job, I comb my hair, I put on a nice shirt, I fucking put on cologne, and I make myself look and dress nice, and I still get overlooked. But do you know who gets the attention? The guys who sag their pants, the guys who wear fucking Skittle-colored, you know, fucking hair. Like the chick that I had a crush on, she dyed her hair fucking red, and she was giving, like, the fucking, like, the homeboys, like, all kinds of fucking, you know, attention. Because that's her fucking thing. Like, it finally dawned on me. Like, the reason why she didn't fucking fall for me was because I was just a fucking nerd. I'm a nerd that likes to fucking work out. I'm not her type. So why am I trying? I just fucking let it go. I just didn't even look at her. Just fucking just bought my shit. Walked the fuck out. Which reminds me, dude, I need to fucking start running because I can't even run a mile.
And how does she have a white father? How does she have a white father? But the white boy had a black mother. Somebody help me understand. Help me understand.
Well, it's pretty easy to understand, man. We told you. This movie was going to be dog shit from the fucking beginning. I don't think you heard us. When we were trying to protest this shit, when we were trying to say this is fucking just another racist, race-swapping fucking film, none of you cocksuckers were at the picket line with us. All of you motherfuckers were twerking your ass and celebrating that there was going to be a fucking black character, and now here you are bitching and whining and complaining. This is against the black community. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing this fucking shit. I'm so sick and tired of hearing the complaints. I'm so sick and tired of hearing, like, why don't you fucking protest with us? This is fucking bullshit. It's not even about a black character. It's about just, like, just blatant fucking racist race swapping. To appease one community and disappoint and piss off another. That's all that the fucking character existed for. Why do you think that the ratings were shit before the movie even came out? That should have told you something, but no, you didn't listen. Instead, you fucking went and go saw it, and now here you are bitching and complaining about it. After the fact. What did you expect? Especially when fucking Malcolm X is sitting there saying that the white liberal is the most dangerous motherfucker on planet Earth because he is a fox posing as sheep. For whatever reason, and I'm starting to notice this too, for whatever fucking reason, even my buddies make fun of me. My buddies that are black, they make fun of me for this shit. Because I always take the lead on certain situations. And they're like, hey bro, how come you don't let us fucking black folk take the lead on that? And I'm just like, well, I didn't really think about that. To them, you know, it's funny. But at the same time, it's not. You know, like, we try to tell you. And you don't listen because it's coming out of Whitey's mouth. That's the problem.
Help me understand. How does she have a white father, but the white boy had a black mother? He was not mixed race. And the mother was richly melanated. So somebody's going to help me, going to have to help me understand. How did he have a richly melanated black mother, but he was pure Neanderthal? Can someone help me out? Make it make sense, brothers and sisters. Make it. They had the Asian rapper playing the ghetto bird. They had a ghetto bird in there. Always got to have a little ghetto animal. They always put ghetto animals in the black cartoon movies.
You did it to yourself. Don't even start that shit. Don't even fucking start that shit, dude. How many fucking times have people told you to pull up your pants and stop acting like a fucking idiot? Let me tell you something. To the men on the other side of this screen, there's a reason why I don't fucking date black chicks. It's not because of their skin color. It's not because of their, you know, whatever the fuck racist shit that people think. See, my mom once told me something pretty fucking racist, and I never fucking looked at her the same again. Like, one time there was this gorgeous fucking black chick at my school, middle school. And she was coming after me. And damn, dude, she was so fucking hot. Green eyes. She was like, I don't know, more or less on the lighter side of black, but it doesn't matter. She was fucking hot. And I wanted to date her. I went and asked my mom, like, if I could, you know, because I already knew the reservations that my mom would have. And, dude, she fucking lost her mind. She fucking lost it. She told me no because they have AIDS. And I was like, what the fuck? Why the fuck would you say that? I'll tell you what really happened, dude. So I go to school. And I go to tell this chick, like, no, sorry. Can't date you because I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be moving to Washington. Or I made up some bullshit. And, dude, this girl lost her fucking mind on me. Like, here's the thing. Before her, I went to a black school in Compton. And blacks and Hispanics, unfortunately, share the exact same... And the reason why I'm making this video, and why I talk about the black community so goddamn much when I have no business doing it, why is that? Is because we share the exact same space, we share the exact same schools, we share the exact same breadlines. But for whatever reason, the Hispanics are desperately trying to hang on to their culture while the black community is trying to create their culture. And it's a beautiful sight. You see black people trying desperately to fucking create something new for themselves because they just don't identify with anything. So they feel lost. That is fair. But within that fucking creativity and within that, you know, delusion of feeling lost, they have created a fucking monster that they can no longer fucking talk, they can no longer fucking tame. We can no longer pretend like this culture that they've created is something productive to society. Twerking in the most inappropriate fucking moments. How many videos have you seen of fucking ambulances trying to get by and fucking women just jumping on the fucking, you know, just twerking their asses off on top of the ambulance? A girl gets shot and she's fucking twerking it up. This girl's fucking throwing shit all over the fucking KFC or whatever the fuck, you know, McDonald's or whatever the fuck they're at. Going wild the fuck out. And then and twerking on the fucking counters. Just doing stupid inappropriate shit. How is that in any fucking way appropriate? And it pisses me the fuck off because I see that shit time and time and time and time again. The and even David Carroll brought this shit up. Like, the first reaction that they have is to do something really stupid and inappropriate. And why is it that they have to resort to, like, a fucking stupid dance? They say that it comes from, like, some native culture and just some native country or whatever, and it doesn't. It doesn't come anywhere from near that. And the reason why they do it is because, just like David Carroll said, that's the only thing that they have to offer, is their fucking ass. And it fucking makes me sad, dude. Like, that's the reason why. Is because every single time I want to fucking date a black chick, she's always, like, it doesn't even matter, man. It doesn't even matter, like, how, like, what culture she's brought up in. Rather she be from Huntington Beach or from, you know, wherever the fuck. There's always got to be that test of fucking, like, you know, I'm part black, so I got to act a certain way. I'm part black, so I got to, you know, I got to fucking move a certain way. I got to think a certain way. I got to defend myself. I got to, you know, I'm still, dude, it doesn't matter how beautiful they are. It doesn't matter how fucking, they're always going to think that whitey's out to get them. They're always going to think that they need to be tougher than you because society's gonna bring them down. Or what was it? This one chick said that, like, oh, I can't date you because you're gonna try to tame me. And I'm just like, what? What do you mean? What the fuck? Yeah, you're gonna try to whitify my ass. And I was just like, oh, here we go. Nope. Mayday, mayday. Pull out, Will Robinson. I'm not gonna fuck it, dude. I'm not even gonna fucking start that shit. Imagine trying to raise kids in that fucking environment. You're gonna try to raise your kids with the ethics and morals. Well, as a matter of fact, there's one guy that I just subscribed to, SD77 or something like that. He brought it up that it doesn't matter about white supremacy. It doesn't matter about white privilege. Because I've been given the equal opportunity here in America to be able to make something of myself. Those are the types of men that I wish to hang out with. You want to know why? It's because when my grandmother passed away, my father was whispering that gay ass shit into my fucking ear. And I didn't, and I never believed him. The guy was fucking Caucasian himself. It made no fucking sense. He was a Hispanic man who had half German fucking heritage. So to me, it made no fucking sense. It made absolutely zero fucking sense that this guy would be fucking talking the shit that he did. How do I explain this? Yeah, the guy's light-skinned. And when my grandmother passed away, and he started going to college during that time, guess what stupid nonsense he would bring home? That the fucking white man was out to fucking, get us. And I was like, dude, like, this is fucking stupid. There's no fucking white boogeyman out to get us. There are people in power that are desperately trying to fucking destroy this country, and race is the only fucking weapon that has ever worked in the history of man, over and over and over again. And it's childish. But see, when you interconnect a race with a certain character, that's when you've got a fucking problem. So to this man here, is it any wonder why they fucking, why they created, or why they put those fucking racist-ass characters in the fucking movies? It's because you did it to yourself. You did it to your fucking selves. How many times do you celebrate that fucking culture? How many times do you fucking bring that up? And the reason why I bring this shit up is because, dude, like I said, we share the same fucking space, Hispanics and blacks. Hip-hop stole, it didn't steal. It took a lot of beats and rhythms from the Hispanic community to create the fucking beats that it has in the hip-hop community. Okay, fine, sure, whatever. But watching the decline of your culture, what was it? There was like this one car, it was like this one PSA that Lil Nas did back in the day. It was like 2006. It was like these two fucking guys dressed up in blackface, and they kept saying, "Eat that watermelon." And they did like the most racist stereotypes of fucking the black community. And Lil Nas said, like, dude, if this shit keeps going on, hip hop's fucking dead. If you guys keep pursuing this fucking stereotype, we're done. We're done as a culture. And I was like, what the fuck does he mean by that? And still till this day, I had no idea what he meant by that until I saw fucking stupid shit that this guy's complaining about. And it's like, bro, you brought it on yourself. You shouldn't even be fucking complaining. How many times have fucking people told you, like, stop fucking sagging your pants. Stop acting like that. Start acting like men of character. Never once did you listen. You ain't never fucking listened. Stop speaking like that. Stop saying that. Stop fucking, you know, doing these obscene, absurd things. Never once did you listen. As a matter of fact, me and my boss right now, we're not getting along because he's kind of a piece of shit who likes to fight everybody. But he even brought up a point. He's like, in prison, sagging your pants was a sign that you like to take it in the ass. And for whatever fucking reason, the black culture decided to take that from the prison community and bring that out into the streets and give it a whole nother definition to say that it's cool. And it isn't. And you know, they just can't help but act a fucking fool out in these streets. And I remember just staying quiet. And he goes, I know why you're staying quiet, because you don't want to say nothing, but you and I both know that it's the truth. And I was just like, well, as a kid who fucking lived in Compton for a short stint, it's like in sections like that, they're desperately trying to concoct ways on how to piss off Whitey. You know, and I was like, you know what they used to do? They used to wear little girls' backpacks. Grown-ass boys that were like in their teens would wear little girls' backpacks. You know, like in preschool. You know their backpacks, so they were tiny and pink. Yeah, they would wear that. They would still wear the fucking, what was it? They would still wear their pants and t-shirts. They would wear like the brand new labels on it. Whatever the fuck those, like the, you know when you go to the store, how like Levi's has all that fucking marketing and tags and stickers on their Levi's, and you have to rip and tear all that shit off before you can wear them. Well, no, they would still like leave that shit on the fucking clothes. Just to try to piss off everybody. They would sag their pants all the way down to their fucking, like, ankles practically. Like, I remember this one dude, he used suspenders to try and keep up his fucking jeans. And we were just telling him, like, why don't you just use a belt? And he's just like, nah, man, it's cool like this. So he had, like, these extra long suspenders to hold down his fucking, to keep his pants from sagging, because the way that they fucking mentioned it, I was like, dude, how do you keep the pants from not falling? And they're like, well, you gotta walk a certain way. It was like a waddle. And I was like, dude, doesn't that make you feel uncomfortable? Like, what if you have to run? Like, to us, it made no fucking sense. It was like the reverse of a skirt. Yeah, dude, it made no fucking sense. And he was even, David Goggins said the exact same shit. David Goggins said that he used to go to school dressed like fucking Homie the Clown. You know, like he would just shave the top of his head and then let the side grow. Have a toothbrush in his mouth. Have like all kinds of shit to try to get attention. Because that was the black fucking community. And he would lie all the time to try to get people to laugh. Like, he would do these ridiculous fucking things to try to create, to try to stir, and you know, stir up problems and cause attention. But that, it's like David Goggins and David Carroll said, it was all just to get attention. So when you see that black community fall apart because of all the fucking attention getting that they've been trying to get, they've been naturally destroying themselves, because just like narcissistic people, bad attention is just as good as good attention. The only difference is that good attention is really hard to get, because it's really difficult to get because it's a very difficult process. You got to mind your P's and Q's. So it doesn't matter if it's good attention, bad attention, all attention is good attention. So this guy has no fucking room to be complaining, because they brought it on themselves. And I'm slowly starting to see the Hispanic community fucking go down this path. That's why I talk about it. It took me a long time to get there, but it was like Drexel and Yidis said. And I've been saying this for a while now. If you ever want to measure a culture, always look at the culture that is inferior to that culture. And you'll understand where the trajectory is going to go. And so far, the black community is a perfect reflection of where the fuck America is going to go. Because the black community has reflected on Hispanics, on whites, on everything. You see all kinds of types of people trying to adopt that culture. And you see them and their communities falling apart because of it.
They always put ghetto-sounding talking animals in the black cartoon movie. So the bird was ghetto, but she was played by an Asian rapper. A ghetto black bird voiced by an Asian rapper. A ghetto black bird voiced by an Asian rapper.
There you go. It's because they didn't give a shit about you. They were just trying to get the fucking rhyme and the rhythm and the chime down, dude. Because to them, it was like, oh, fuck, she's Asian and a rapper? Wow, that's a part of that community, right? That's a part of that fucking culture, that community? Yeah. Didn't sit well with you, did it?
And then the blackest character in the movie was Sebastian, the damn STD crab. The blackest character in the movie was an STD crab, Sebastian. Sebastian was the blackest character in the movie, and he was an STD crab. An STD crab. An STD crab, and he was played by the mixed race brother. He was played by the mixed race brother.
I mean, I don't know, that's digging a little too deep, because there was a crab in the original. And that dude, you know, I don't know. I don't know about Sebastian. I don't even remember the fucking, doesn't matter. Like I said, dude, you brought this on yourself. You brought this shit on your fucking self, man. Like, why are you complaining? You finally got a character to represent you, and you're complaining. I don't understand this shit. Why are you upset? You should be celebrating. Finally, the black community has somebody to look up to. Oh, wait a minute. It's got all these fucking flaws and all these innuendos and all this shit. Because the people that created it didn't create it for you. They created it for themselves. This is how they see you. Do you understand that? They see you as a fucking cartoon depiction, dude. It's just like the gay community. The gay community is the funniest community in my judgment because they try so hard to emulate. They try so hard to emulate what traditional families are, and they fail horribly. Their lipstick lesbians are fucking hot as shit, and then everybody else. It's like, look at the fucking lesbians, right? When they try to dress like guys, they try to dress like the fucking most, what they believe is alpha. Saggy shirt, sagging pants. No, excuse me, they don't sag their pants. They barely fucking let it kind of like drip. But they don't do that. Because they're not trying to get attention from guys. Then they wear ultra fucking massive amounts of cologne. They have, like, the biggest fucking gold chains. They have, like, dude, they're emulating what they see from you. But it's a cartoonish depiction. They gotta wear, they gotta be more than you. They gotta be you times two. They're the loudest motherfuckers at the bar. They fucking gotta, when they walk like fucking just fucking idiots. I compare them to fucking walking like goddamn, like a dog with a limp. Like they try to fucking, you know, they try to have like a swagger or a sway to them. And it's just like a cartoonish depiction of what a fucking guy with the nice, like with the nice swagger has. So I don't know what to tell you, dude. You brought this shit on yourself. You allowed those people, those liberal motherfuckers, to get a hold of a goddamn film and start making all these fucking changes that, you know, trying to depict what they believe is the black, it like represents the black community.
Oh, but the people that picked them were black themselves.
Taught by who? A liberal white arts or white arts institution, wasn't it? White teachers teaching black kids how to act black. Were you not surprised? Why are you surprised? I wasn't. I was expecting this shit. I was like, oh, here we go. Another piece of shit film. With all kinds of fucked up innuendos that weren't seen, that weren't, you know. Because they didn't want to ask anybody. They didn't want to ask anybody for help. Like, I was watching this documentary that was filmed by Bill Cosby. I know how some of you feel about that man right now. But it was an old CBS documentary about black history and how it was stolen from them. And he was dead serious. He was being very stern. A lot of the things, he's like, fucking the cotton mill, you know, parts of electricity, you know, some other concoction that was created, fucking shoes. Everything that we take for granted was created and helped, or excuse me, like the milling process of most of these things were, oh, and sugar. A lot of the milling processes were helped and created and assisted by black people. And dude, they had their share in their part in the Revolutionary War too. So for us to sit here and say that there's, what was it? As a matter of fact, there was this one guy, right? We were studying, or I was studying South African history one time, and at this, doesn't matter. Dude, fucking South Africa in itself has so many goddamn stories that have to deal with child soldiers and fucking mercenaries and just like crazy shit. Hollywood could fucking make decades worth of film on that alone. But what do they choose to do? Make stupid movies like this. For whatever fucked up reason, they don't ever want to touch South Africa. They don't ever want to touch Africa, period. Just give those fucking movies a good... Like, what was it? The only really good movie that I really liked was Tears of the Sun. That movie fucked me up. Navy SEALs going in there to do a mission. All of a sudden, they come across this to go do this rescue mission. All of a sudden, it turns out to be this fucking horrible goddamn apartheid for the fucking killing of one man who just so happens to be the descendant of a king. Dude, imagine that. They still live like in fucking, you know. I don't know, man. That fucking story fucked me up. Fast forward. Like, this guy's shocked that all this fucking, you know, that the movie went down the way that it did. When we were the ones that were telling you, this is fucking stupid. If you're going to do a remake, at least stay true to the original. Didn't want to do that. Didn't want to sit next to us because, it, you know, Whitey was sitting there. And now all of a sudden he's pissed the fuck off.
They had Halle Bailey's skin bleached so light. I don't know what kind of makeup they put on that girl. They had her trying to look as white as they can make it. Then she had blonde hair. And when she left the Water Kingdom and got on the land, she had blonde locks. You can't make this up.
Why are you surprised, dude? Why the fuck are you surprised? You seem shocked. You seem... I don't know. You seem kind of befuddled. But for whatever reason, this is shocking to you. And why isn't it shocking to everybody else? To other people who didn't even waste their fucking time watching the movie. Because we already knew it was going to be a fucking dumpster fire from the fucking get. And for whatever reason, like, you went out and saw the entire movie, apparently. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you didn't. You heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody. Or whatever. Why are you shocked? This is what fucking white liberals think about you. And for whatever reason, we keep trying to tell you to stay the fuck away from them because what they're doing is they're trying to divide us. And you listen to them when you choose to, and then you fucking... And then when they produce dog shit, all of a sudden you're fucking shocked? I don't get it. I don't get you.
You can't make this up. The whole movie was about her stealing the heart of the snow puppy. The whole movie was about her stealing the heart of the snow puppy. And then they finally kissed at the end. I don't need my daughter watching that.
It was the kiss that fucking... Don't look, baby. That kiss. There's a fucking kiss in every goddamn Disney film, you idiot. What the fuck are you thinking? Are you stupid? What about Snow White? The whole fucking antithesis of the fucking movie was about a girl... Oh no, that was Sleeping Beauty, my bad. No, wait, Snow White also fell asleep, didn't she? Didn't she go under a fucking deep dark spell? And then the fucking Prince Charming had to come and kiss her and wake her up so he could rescue her from the fucking crazy bitch? Didn't Cinderella end that way too? The whole fucking Disney film, like, the apex is the kiss. It is what seals the savior. It is the symbolism of the savior saving the fucking, the fucking girl. For whatever reason, that's like the bow on the fucking present. That is the cherry on top of the sundae. Like, you can't have a Disney film without a fucking kiss. For whatever fucking reason, that was what shocked you? I don't understand you, man. I don't fucking understand you. Even in that fucking movie, what was it? About those two puppies? No, not 101 Dalmatians. The fucking two puppies with the spaghetti. You know what fucking movie? Lady and the Tramp. Fucking Robin Hood. That was actually, that was my favorite fucking movie growing up. I still sing that whistle song. For those of you who never bothered to watch that movie, in the beginning, there's a song that's whistled. And I still sing that fucking song till this day. As a fucking grown-ass 36-year-old man, I still sing that, I still whistle that fucking song whenever I'm bored. And it's basically chump music. For those of you who aren't familiar with what chump music is, it's like a Woody Guthrie style of music. Which goes along with Robin Hood, because he himself was a fucking scoundrel. I mean, even in that fucking movie there was a kiss. Robin Hood, like, dude, every goddamn movie created by Disney has to have a kiss. You can't have a Disney film without the fucking kiss. So how is it that this is surprising to you? I'm beginning to fucking question your intellect, sir.
I don't need my daughter watching that. This was a propaganda movie to tap into the imagination of young black girls. This was nothing but Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for children. That's all this was.
How the fuck are you surprised by this? You took your daughter to go see this shit? You're a fucking idiot. Every single fucking white audience member on the conservative side was saying, dude, this is a fucking stupid movie. From the jump. Black character, oh, here we go. We've seen this pattern of behavior before. Like, we're not falling for this shit. No, we're not doing this. We're not gonna fucking spend another goddamn dollar on this. And for whatever fucking reason, you decided to go watch this and you were fucking shocked by this? We were the ones that were telling you that this movie was gonna suck. We were the ones that were telling you that this wasn't a fucking, that this was a nothing but pandering. And now you're gonna fucking sit there and say, oh yeah, I went and spent my fucking dollar on it, and here is my fucking justification, or here's my judgment. What the fuck? We told you. We fucking told you. We didn't even have to watch it. We didn't even have to spend a dollar on it. We fucking told you. That there was all kinds of fucking innuendos and bad shit that was gonna happen from this fucking film. Why? Because when you swap the characters and the race, immediately, it's kind of like in that one movie, 2001: A Space Odyssey, when he's going through this, when he's going through that fucking black hole or that tunnel or that's how all those technicolors. It's, I equate it to when Alphonse is going through the tunnel of truth. Right, his eyes get flooded with so much truth on alchemy. His eyes get flooded by so much truth on the reality of the world. That it's like, oh, fuck, like, I can't handle it. That is what happened to us when they told us that they were going to swap the fucking characters. We were like, oh, fuck, this isn't going to be good. There is just way too many implications on this. It's going to fucking piss off a lot of people. No, we don't accept this. No, we don't agree to this. No, we don't fucking subscribe to this. But every single fucking person that I knew wasn't gonna go watch this shit. But guess who was? All the fucking liberals. Why? Because they baited you in. And we can't... And dude, seriously. Like, how is it that you're shocked? How is it that you're shocked that The Little Mermaid didn't turn out to be the way that you wanted it to be? That you thought it was gonna be? You thought that they were going to swap the entire cast. and make it like this romantic, like in your head, in the picture that you painted in your head, this was going to be a flawless fucking masterpiece. Everything that you expected the movie to be was going to be whatever you painted in your head and more. And for those of us living in reality, we knew this was going to be a really bad fuck. This was going to be bad. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dude. You did it to yourself. I know better than to fucking, like, in my head, whenever I hear, you know, that our company is going to throw a fucking, what is it? Fucking damn it, a buffet, or, you know, whenever those, you know, a picnic lunch thing where everybody brings in something. In my head, what I'm picturing is the shit that my mom used to make, right? She used to make a big-ass turkey, a big-ass ham, like a fucking entire thing of gravy, an entire thing of, right? Like the shit that you see at the buffets out here in Vegas. That's what my mind says in my head. And then I realize, like, oh, wait, I work with a bunch of lazy motherfuckers. There is no way they're going to, okay, whatever expectation I have, I better throw that out the fucking window. And sure enough, as soon as I show up, it's like everybody buys a rotisserie chicken from fucking, you know, from fucking Smith's. The fucking cheap motherfuckers. They'll go out and they'll buy like some fuck, you know, shit that's already cooked in the hotline. And I'm like, yeah, this is about the speed that I should be expecting, right? Like my brain immediately starts to rewrite the story. Because I know that the guys that I work with aren't going to fucking want to bug their wives to make something nice for a company that they fucking hate. And they're not going to bother their wives to say, hey, would you care to cook us something that you're not going to enjoy, sweetheart? Would you be able to cook something out of the time of your lovely day, something for a company that I despise, that constantly has us, you know... You know what I mean? Like, I have to rewrite that fucking script in my head. Because I know better. Although it would be nice to hang on to the fantasy. Like, the picture that I put in my head, that fantasy, that's such a more beautiful place to live. But unfortunately, you gotta live in reality. Your level of expectation needs to be dropped. Human beings are human beings. And guess what? Every single time I show up to those buffets, I'm surprised, honestly, to see some one piece of home-cooked anything. That just drops my fucking jaw. Holy fuck, somebody brought fucking homemade mashed potatoes, and that's the first thing that's gone. And then it's like, you know, jambalaya from a fucking jar. You know, Cajun rice from some podunk barbecue place. I'm the only motherfucker that goes to Lloyd B's and goes out of his way to get, like, their rack of ribs. Oh, fuck, dude. I fucked myself. I'm hungry now. But my point is that, dude, your level of expectation should have been fucking dropped drastically, dude. Because you're over here preaching and pretending like this was supposed to be the fucking the magnum opus for the black community. And we fucking told you so. We told you that this movie was going to suck. We told you that this was going to piss you off. You didn't want to listen. Instead, what you did was you doubled down and you put your dollar on it. So I don't want to hear it.
This was nothing but Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for children. That's all this was. This was nothing more than Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for children, brothers and sisters. The whole movie was about a black girl living in the water, thirsting for a white man on the land. She gave up her gills. She gave up her damn fins. She gave up everything to chase that damn milk of magnesia.
What is an STD crab? You really missed that fucking innuendo, dude? I mean, this guy's right. He'll find racism in anything. But his mind is a reflection of what's going on right now, man. Somehow or another, this motherfucker was surprised. And so were a lot of people, apparently. You know, he wasn't the only one that saw that. I know my boss, again, we're not getting along. He saw that shit too. As soon as I came into the office, I was like, hey, what's up, guys? So how was that Little Mermaid? And everybody's just like, dude, don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. Please, just shut up. We've already heard it. We've already heard it. We've already had your boss come in here and just fucking storm up the place. He wouldn't shut up. Please, just don't talk about it. I'm like, oh, all right, well, shit, man. I was just surprised it made even any kind of money in the box office. I was shocked. That was what shocked me. And then my buddy, he goes, did you watch it? And I was like, fuck no. No, dude, you know what I did? I sat at home and watched Red Tails and Tuskegee Airmen. I watched those two movies this weekend. It wasn't even by choice. I was just like, I saw Red Tails because it was a Lucasfilm. It was actually pretty good. I liked it. A little lackluster from what other Lucasfilm productions that I'm used to. But when I saw Tuskegee Airmen, it like all came together. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, Tuskegee Airmen was a more serious film. And the acting was better. It was a little more period accurate. And probably by far one of the better films that I've ever seen till this day. I don't know what it is about 1990s, but they just had a fucking way of filming. It's like, I'll never see that again. Their characters had charm. The camera angles were simple. They didn't try to fucking do anything crazy. It was just about telling the story. Now we have to have all these fucking creative angles and shaky cam, and it just takes away from the movie. Like, by the end of the movie, you have gone through so many emotional roller coasters, you forget what the fucking movie was about. And that's what I loved about Tuskegee Airmen, was that it just told the story. It was really, really good. And I recommend it. Another movie that I saw was Saints and Soldiers, Valor. It was about a former Black Panther tank, I don't know how to explain it. And he ends up joining another group of guys in a Sherman. And they're just not getting along. This guy has to earn the trust of all the soldiers that he's with in order to gain respect. I don't want to give it away, but it was really one of my... Yeah, I had a fucking really fun weekend. I was sitting drinking beers, watching these World War II films, going like, holy fuck, dude, the struggles back then were so different compared to today. I don't even know what the fuck we complain about today. And these are just movies. They're not like actual fucking, you know, found footage underneath the underneath the building of some shithole. These are just reenactments, glorified reenactments. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Ugh. All right. That's a little fucking much. Oh, yeah. And then I did watch a documentary on the Red Tails, like the actual Red Tails. Fucking amazing, amazing documentary. Fucked with my head for a while. But that's the type of stuff I like to look at. That's the type of stuff that I like to invest my time in. Like actual American history. Because to me, what my country has been founded on wasn't the best, it wasn't perfect, but it's mine. So anytime fucking stupid movies like this come out, I just immediately fucking zone out, pretend like it doesn't exist, and move on. But to dudes like him, it's just like, you fucking did it to yourself, man. There's so many better quality films out there that you could have watched, and yet you chose to fucking watch that? Why? Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you allow yourself to get, first off, if you're a doctor, why would you allow yourself to get baited like that? You're a man of fucking, you're a man of scholarly value. Like, why would you even fucking entertain for a moment the idea of going to watch a movie where they just race swapped one or two characters? Apparently, they race swapped one important character and then all of the other lesser characters. Which, in my judgment, is kind of fucked up. But for whatever reason, you decided to put your fucking eggs in one basket and you fucking dropped it. Is it no surprise? I don't know what to tell you, bro. But I was listening to Drexel and Yeetus. In that stream that they did. And everything that I've ever touched on, they fucking brought up. If you ever want to measure a culture, or the American culture and the direction that it's going, just look at the black culture. Look at that direction that it's headed in. And it's everywhere. It's in everything. You know, the racism, the hatred, the fucking, you know, the inappropriate fucking bullshit that's going on. It sucks, dude. It really fucking sucks. I don't know, man. But hey, I'm just some dickhead on the internet. Guard your heart.